Good evening, everyone. Tonight is the 14th of September, and I enjoyed the conference called Night with Mike Orr. We're talking about praise, worship, and thanksgiving. And that is already on Sermon Audio, or you can also go and find it on our other platforms as well. You know, we need to sing and praise and give God thanks for what He's done for us. Tonight, I want to talk about something that I've talked about many, many times over the years in different ways. The question that I have is, how was it that you came to believe what you believe? How was it that you came to believe what you believe? Now, if you were to ask me that question, how was it that I came to believe what I believe? It would have to be based upon what period in my life, what time in my life you would be talking about. My early life, my grade school years was steeped in Arminian free will teaching all the way through high school and all the way through college. And I was taught that, you know, a man can pick himself up by his bootstraps, inch by inch, everything's a cinch. Possibility thinking, psycho-cybernetics, prime the pump, Zig Ziglar, how to win friends and influence people, Dale Carnegie, Think and Grow Rich, Napoleon Hill, Guidepost Magazine, Norman Vincent Peale, Focus on the Family, James Dobson, Hour of Decision, Billy Graham, and on and on and on. That's, I believed what I was taught. Okay. What I was taught. And then something miraculous happened when I was 37 years old. I was given a book entitled Sovereignty of God by Arthur Pink. I would very strongly recommend you get a copy of it. You can go on and you can get a PDF copy right off of the internet. Arthur W. Pink, The Sovereignty of God. I read through the book and I discovered that I had not read the Bible for myself. Because everything Arthur Pink was teaching in his book was straight out of the authorized King James Version of the Bible. And then I had my wife read the book. And I said, if what this man is saying is true, we've been lied to our whole lives. Well, it's exactly what we had been. We had been lied to our whole lives. And then, by the Holy Spirit of God, it was revealed to us the truth, in contradistinction to all the lies that we've been taught. And so when I ask you the question, how is it that you've come to believe what you believe, then the next question I would have to ask you is, do you read the Bible? And I'm not talking about a newfangled version of the New International Version or the English Standard Version, the Revised Standard Version, World New Jerusalem Bible. I'm talking about the authorized King James Version. Do you read it? And if you don't, I highly, strongly encourage that you start reading it, because it will show you probably something in direct opposition to what you've been taught your whole life. You know, I started reading through the Gospel of John. I was shocked what I saw in there. John 3, the Spirit bloweth where it listeth, and no man knoweth the sound thereof. So is everyone that is born of the Spirit of God. John 6:37, All that the Father has given me will come to me, and all that come to me I will in no wise cast out. My sheep hear my voice, and they follow me, and no man can pluck them out of my hand. I gave my life for the sheep. John 10, I am the shepherd of the sheep. John 17, he hath given him power over all flesh. Ephesians chapter 1 shows us in him before the foundation of the world. He worketh all things after the counsel of his own will. And we were predestinated unto adoption. Romans 8. For those whom he did foreknow, he also did predestinate. And those whom he predestinated, he also called. And those whom he called, he also justified. And those whom he justified, he also glorified. Romans 9. The children being not yet born, not having done any good or evil, the purpose of God according to election might stand. Jacob have I loved, Esau have I hated. Hath not the potter power over the clay? Wow. So from age 37 to 68, I'm 68 now, the last 31 years, my beliefs have come from a different source. The first 37 years, they came from man-centered philosophy. The last 31 years, they've come from the Bible. And I strongly encourage that you would make that your testimony, that your beliefs come from the Word of God. Well, that's kind of what's on my mind tonight. Where do your beliefs come from? Are you believing in what man is teaching you, or are you believing the Bible? Okay. May the good Lord be with you this day is my prayer. God bless.